Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
8 minutes to eight. Good morning to you. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Our Brecky Brownlow, there's something I've discovered. It's groundbreaking audio that features Mark Bickley.
No.
You don't want to miss 8:15 this morning, thanks to Con and Lena at the Brighton Trophy Centre. The best in SA, Brighton Road. I've done nothing. Happy birthday to Con. It was Con's birthday yesterday. Go and see him at Brighton Trophy Centre. They will look after you. A text coming in, 0427154166. This is from Steve. How come you've not mentioned that Jeremy Finlayson had been a target of rocks thrown at his home? What these idiots have done is a criminal offence. It should be highlighted. Well, it's just stupid. That's just idiots doing things. That's the same as people taking football incidents personally and going to people's houses. We saw it with Eddie Betts a couple of weeks ago. Like, it's just ridiculous. Will said the Crows are getting beyond desperate. I got an email to train with them these school holidays. Select me in the 22 and I'll do half a pie night, which is good.
Will's one of our comedians. We like Will's.
I love Will's stuff. Will, continue, please. Lance says, boys, in this town mostly, there's a lot of talk about how poor Adelaide's recruiting is and how much better Port's is. In reality, neither's been great. At the end of the day, the Crows were in a grand final in 17. The Power haven't really troubled the last day in September since 2007. The odds are stacked against non-Victorian sides. We're all battling. Port has potential to win finals now. Need to not stumble. Crows time will come soon when the current batch peak.
I think Port's Achilles heel has been their finals form.
Yeah.
They've put themselves in the slot often enough, but they haven't been able to break through and make it to the grand final.
That's why, as fans, I feel, and it was interesting to hear Craig McRae talk about something similar. As fans, this stuff now, the regular season, means nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about qualifying. And then the real test is finals for Port Adelaide. Yep. So, yep, bank the wins when you can. I learnt nothing about the Essendon game apart from Jason Horne-Francis is a really good player and Connor Rosie had an outstanding performance.
I think the thing about Port fans that they can take comfort in is they've been able to transition much more smoothly than what Adelaide have. So Adelaide's transition was burn it to the ground and start again. Port Adelaide, they've seen off Westhoff and Gray and all those sort of older players, Paddy Ryder, but they've still maintained that level and they haven't gone to the actual bottoming out to get back up there. And now they're in the enviable position of having Butters and Rosie, who are both all Australians. You've got Horne-Francis is probably the most exciting 21-year-old in the competition in their midfield for the next 8 years. So they are in a position to challenge again on the back of that midfield for a significant period of time.
Very good point. And Luke says, I am a one-eyed Port fan. I love the negativity about Adelaide at the moment. I really despise Finlayson's actions. Port have some good issues at the selection table this week. All right, Bix, let's do a very quick captain's call.
Captain's call on SENSA Breakfast.
Okay, Bix, so you don't need to give a lot of detail in your answers. You just need to make a call because you're the captain. Mark Bickley.
Yes, go.
Who does the AFL Players Association represent? Are they representing Jeremy Finlayson or gay footballers, or are they just after consistency?
I think they're just after consistency, but the caveat to that is if you get the first one wrong and you want consistency, you're then pegged to being wrong forever and a day. So I feel like you just got to... You just need to get it right. And if you have to backpedal and say, we got the first one wrong, well, so be it. But I think that the AFL Players Association have a role, but they don't want to go down the path of saying we can't be too hard on Jeremy Finlayson, I don't think.
I need to throw this in very quickly.
I'm the stat man.
Sam Taylor has had 15 defensive one-on-one contests in 2024. He's won 15 of them. Is he a lock for all Australian already?
That's a stupid comment.
Whoa.
We're four games in. He's five games in probably. They've played in the opening round.
Oh, sorry. I'm the idiot.
I just think it's too early to call. He was amazing last year, but only played 16 games, got a hamstring injury, I think. So may have just missed out. He is the best, in my eyes, he's the best defender in the competition. Those stats prove it. If he continues along that line for, and he gets over 16 games this year, he will definitely be the All-Australian fullback.
All right.
Or centre halfback.
Could have just said no, didn't get personal. Speaking of which, what kind of idiot would tip the West Coast Eagles this weekend?
Yeah, you looking at him?
Okay, wonderful. All right. Nice and quick. Would you rather Cozzie Pickett miss a game here and there and play close to the edge with sometimes going over, or pull back completely and lose some of that edge?
I would like him to miss a game every now and then and stay on the edge, but every now and then is not being reported and missing games three times in 30 games. I'm talking one in every 50 games.
The last competitive game the Crows Sandful team played was on Good Friday. How can you pick someone from that team to come into the AFL squad? Because they're going to have to.
Well, that or they pick Luke Pedler, who dropped out of the side and came. And
that looks silly then. If they drop Pedler, he's got no exposed form apart from training.
Well, they did it with Sam Berry last week. They dropped Sam Berry and then he didn't play and then he comes back in. So what it says is you've got to rely on training form. So they do match simulation. They do a whole range of things and you are backing in what you are doing on the training track.
Travis Boker's sore. Scott Pendlebury is sore. You're going to give him an extra week to recover now?
Just give him whatever it takes. Those guys are very important to the makeup and the whole sort of feel of the side. I don't think you need to be rushing those guys in. It's a long season.
Should we rename Saturday Sweeter Day? So in Pal Pepper, out Boak, out Finlayson, in Jordan Sweet.
Mm. It's a situation where if Port Adelaide were going to play two ruckmen, sort of the planets have aligned to maybe try it this week. We know that Luke Jackson looks like he's becoming a star of the AFL for Fremantle. Sean Darcy's an All-Australian ruckman as well. He comes back in. If they were to both play, I think that presents a point of difference for Fremantle and what they bring. This would be the time if you wanted to try and play two ruckmen, you could do it. And Finlayson going out means that Sweet could, or Soldo more particularly, could probably spend some more time up forward.
Very nice captain's call. We can talk about Port Adelaide with Miles Bergman, who joins us straight after this on SEN.